So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing and you're joining me for The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. I'm pretty excited about my next guest. This is her first podcast interview and I get to be the one interviewing her. So how lucky am I? Agnes Toma is joining me live from, are you in Romania, Agnes?
Yes, I'm in Bucharest now.
In Bucharest. So today, the Erica Glessing Show is in Bucharest, which I think is phenomenal. Every single day on the show, I like to bring light to energy and concepts and ways of doing business that you might not have considered. We're all about sort of, I want to say, like, really blowing the envelope out of the water. It's not just being outside of the box. It's like blow up the box. So, with no further ado, I'd like to introduce Agnes, and she is an author in a fabulous book, and her chapter in the book is about following the lightness. So, welcome, Agnes.
Thank you for having me in your podcast. It's an honor for me to be here, and I'm grateful for this experience, and for me, it's such a...
You know, I'd like to bring you into your story, into the beginning of choosing the lightness for you, because I was really moved by kind of the vulnerability that you share, because it seems like there's this sort of light, ha-ha feeling about following the lightness, like it's all just easy. For you, it was a little different. So tell us a little bit about your transition and your changes.
You know, I was almost 20 years a company lawyer, and I was an extremely control freak, may I say so. And in last year, I have some experience where I drop off my barriers and allow myself to be vulnerable and to let go the control and just follow what's light for me. And it was such an interesting experience, and for me, it's a new pathway unfolding you in front of me.
I really was moved by what Agnes said in her chapter was the coolest thing. She's like, first of all, ask, is my name, and I'll just say Erica, since that is my name. I'll say, is my name Erica? And then what does that feel like in my body? And then is my name like Tariq? And no, it's not, right? It's not Tariq. So that is sort of just the easiest thing I've ever heard for learning to start
to find what's right for you, what's true for you, what's true for you. Yes, because if you're saying your name, you know that's true for you, and you find yourself in a place of I don't know how to say this, expansion and lightness. This is you. So you can practice this one. This it's this very easy exercise, which I describe it in my chapter, to find what's light for you and what's true for you.
So tell me about leaving corporate and becoming your own entrepreneur as a consciousness facilitator. That's a pretty big change.
Yes, it's a huge leap. I'm sort of a leap, and you know, I always been an employee, and now it's I'm on my own, so I can create whatever I want following the lightness.
Wow.
And, yes, it's very interesting when you let go the control. You are you become an invitation for a lot of possibilities in your life. And
I don't know, you know, Agnes, even when you say that, I'm like, well, can I just keep my control freak? Can I?
What do you love about this?
can I do what I love but be a control freak about it?
Truth, can you?
What I got from when you said that was like, I'll just share what showed up in my head was what happens to our awareness when we're so focused on one thing having to be that way is we stop seeing everything else.
Yes, we are not allowing ourselves to be vulnerable, to receive from everyone, to be open to a lot of possibilities. And if we're in control, we are just allowing ourselves to receive what we are decided is right for us. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. I wanted to do this vacation, and it was so funny because it wasn't coming up light, and I still wanted to do it. and I was thinking, like, the reason it wasn't light was because I never let myself do it and blah, 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 blah. And it's so funny because it didn't end up working out, but something else worked out better later in the year. And it was fascinating because I had to, like, remind myself. It seems like even when I get past a certain point, I have to keep reminding myself. Do you find that to be true?
No, I don't know.
You're just committed all in, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So if you'd like to learn a little bit more about Agnes and following the light, and I'm sure she's not only in Bucharest, she probably travels around. So Agnes, how can we find you? How can we reach you and find out more?
You can find me on my website. It's in Romanian, but I have a small section there in English, agnestoma.eu, or on the accessconsciousness.com on the facilitator section.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you very much for having me.